USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce Thursday, pending a policy review, that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move comes as Google announces it will require all workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining the number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as a highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the United States. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Tuesday just over 70,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 462 deaths from the virus. There's an agreement on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying they have worked out the major issues. Portman adding the bill is paid for, a vote expected later to begin debate on the bill. USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
The Honor Flight Network is announcing it will resume veterans flights to Washington, D.C. starting next month. The flights were stopped during the pandemic. A former member of the military is calling out woke ideology.
Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission. Because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates at their historic lows. The central bank meeting and not making any major changes to the policy they have pursued to steer clear the nation out of the economic trouble caused by the coronavirus pandemic. A congressman who was booted off the House Select Committee regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol is reacting to the hearing that took place on Tuesday.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing, though he was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off of the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect us and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.